The measure, HB 1142, would apply a 1% general excise tax surcharge on cars with a manufacturer's suggested retail price, or MSRP, of more than $60,000. The collected funds would go into a Public Utilities Commission special fund for electric vehicle charging stations. Those opposing the bill included car dealerships, which argued that family vehicles and work trucks would be subject to the additional tax. Brad Nicolai of JN Automotive Group, which has 27 dealerships in the state, noted the negative effects of a national luxury car tax from three decades ago.
And if we just reference what happened back in 1991, when there is a luxury tax of 10% that was imposed on vehicles over $30,000, it had a negative impact over 2 years in which nationally our industry declined 23%. What that means is we're coming out of a pandemic. In March of this year, we had to lay off 50% of our employees. Now you're making it more difficult by adding additional costs that'll impact our entire industry. That'll translate into jobs actually lost.
Supporters of the bill note that one of the main complaints for EV adoption in the state is the lack of charging stations. Blue Planet Executive Director Jeff McLena said the tax will not affect most car purchases.
So what are we talking about in the 50,000 and above range? We're talking about Maserati. We're talking about high-end Mercedes, vehicles like that. If you go to the webpage right now of Servco, for example, and look at the most popular pickup truck in Hawaii, the Toyota Tacoma, they have over 40 models available. Not one of those vehicles is over $50,000. So this won't apply to them for the MSRP. But for the high-end luxury cars, yes, you would pay a small fee, and that money would then be used to refund folks who are getting electric vehicle charging stations, particularly those in multifamily and at workplace charging.
Committee Chair Aaron Ling Johansson recommended the price threshold increase from $50,000 to $60,000. The House Committee on Consumer Protection and Commerce recommended the measure be passed with amendments on Tuesday. Four committee members voted to pass the measure with reservations. Representative Sharon Haar noted that all vehicles more than $60,000, including electric-powered Teslas, should be subject to the tax. Representative Sam Kong was the sole committee member to vote no. If passed, the tax would go into effect July 1st and sunset in 2030. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Jason Ubai.